Blog Talk Radio.
The king is here, and that's the fact. The dominating fresh kid Ice is back.
Yo, check us out, Chuck, the public enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous roof.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hell Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listening to me on the Murder
Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability, and the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me, if you call that hip-hop. Niggas with my spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' big brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Murder Master Music Show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Man, here we are, Mac J, episode 332. You heard it, man. The dominating fresh kid Ice is back, man. We're going to have a hell of a fucking show.
Hell yeah, episode 232 in this bitch.
Yeah, man, we're knocking them out, man. We're trying to do as many as possible. But, you know, Chris staying busy too, man. He's dropping a brand new project, you know what I'm saying, which actually drops this Friday the 13th. Breaking Glass Ceilings. It's a compilation. 15 tracks. We got 3 previews we're going to play throughout the show so everybody can check it out and then make sure Friday you go and buy it. But before we get into that, we're going to bring on Chris. We're going to chop it up with him for a little bit. Then we're going to start bringing on some Chinaman Records artists, some other callers. And this is going to be a hell of a show, man. Let me bring on the one and only Fresh Kid Ice. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Thanks for having me again.
Man, anytime, man. I heard the snippets, and, man, there's some dope music on there. You got a lot of talent. Breaking Glass Ceilings, man, that drops this Friday. What made you want to put out a compilation, Chris?
Well, basically what we wanted to do was put some, like, veteran artists along with some new school artists, and, you know, so the veterans would kind of teach them how to go about it, you know what I'm saying? And basically nobody put them together before, so we're breaking glass ceilings, you know, we're coming out the box trying different things and, you know, trying to make things happen for everybody, you know?
Definitely, man. Who all you got on there, Fresh Kid Ice?
On there we got basically JT Money, Lynch Mob Trey, and OG Chili Chill. Fame, we got Monty. We got Drill 'Em Out, Boy Dirty, I Am Tune, Black Suede, Mo Payne, Bishop, Seltzer, you know, we got some of everything on there, you know?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Real quick, Fresh Kid, I'm a huge fan of hip hop in general, man, and I just gotta salute you, man, because for 30 years now, man, you've been putting in work, putting out real hip hop. You know, of course, you know, back in the day, you fought the government for freedom of speech and everything, man, and I salute you for that, man, and just want to let you know, man, I definitely appreciate that shit.
Thanks a lot, man. Talk. Thank you.
Real talk, man. That'll be Brandon. If anybody needs any promo, you get at Brandon. You know, say at Facebook under Hell's Heavyweights. That dude's on his promo 24/7. But Fresh Kid Ice, man, let's bring our listeners up to date a little bit. Let's go all the way back. Let's go back to the days, you know what I'm saying, when you were stationed right around St. Clair County, Scott Air Force Base right there in the Lou. You formed a group before you formed the 2 Live Crew.
I had a DJ group. The group was called Rock On Crew and so forth. You know, we were there doing our thing for a little bit. You know, I bought some equipment out of Fairview Heights, you know, that mall up there. So I bought some equipment there. And, you know, we used to do little parties and so forth and go around, you know, doing the little DJing and so forth, you know, pull a little crowd, make a little extra money on the side. You know, so it was always good.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You were right there in the 618. You had a group out. You're doing your thing, but then you went all the way up to California. What is it, Riverside, I believe. Tell everybody what happened when you went up to Riverside, California.
Yeah, then later on I got stationed to March Air Force Base in Riverside back in 1984. It was like June of 84. And when I got there, I met Mr. Mix in the bowling alley and so forth. And then he told me it was another guy on the base that, you know, was, you know, doing hip-hop, who liked hip-hop also. So, you know, we kind of hooked up. And, you know, we went to Mix's room because he had the turntables and he had the 808 drum machine in there. And, you know, we started writing rhymes and stuff like that and, you know, doing different things. And that's how 2 Live Crew formed back in 1984, March Air Force Base.
And then obviously from there, you know, you guys put out records like What I Like. I played a little chunk of that at the beginning. Guy down in Miami, Florida named Luther Campbell heard your music, and he was blown away. He brought you guys down there. My question though,
the first single we recorded was in Claremont, California. And that was like November, December of 84. Then we went to McCullough Records and started our own record label. And McCullough basically distributed our label, which was Fresh Beat Records. You know what I'm saying? Because for $500, they'll press up your records and start putting them out. And then after a while, you know, they'll take over pressing and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
So we put out, you know, like 2 singles, you know. So we, you know, we went to Miami in 85 and so forth, met Luther Campbell, you know, because he brought us down to do some shows and so forth. And after that, you know, we had a friendship going, you know. So once we got out of the military, once I got out of the military in 86, because Mix was already out before me, we decided to come to Miami because it was either stay in L.A. because, you know, we went to Jerry Heller and so forth. You know, Don McMillan sent us to Jerry Heller, you know, for management and so forth. But, you know, we decided to move to Miami and start something different. So in 86, I recorded Throw the D. and so forth, and that's what started Luke Skywalker Records, you know, and then everything else from then on is history.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys, you know, when you were making your music in Cali, you definitely were explicit like you were down in Miami. What was the deciding factor for you guys to start talking about pussy and things of that nature?
Oh, well, when we were in Cali, we were more hip-hop. And when we went to Miami, you know, we seen, you know, the flavor, the Caribbean flavor, because, you know, I was born in Trinidad and so forth. And, you know, they had that Caribbean flavor, you know, the melting pot, the women, and everything, you know. So basically, you know, they had a dance down there that they were doing, like, late 85 called Throw the D, you know. So what I did, I just decided to write it up and so forth, told Mix about it. And I wrote the song on the way back to Riverside, to California, on a red eye from Miami back. You know, it took me like 30 minutes to write that, and another 20 or 30 minutes to write Ghetto Bass and so forth. And then we incorporated the drummer's beat, which they were doing the dance to. And also, Mr. Mix used to, you know, listen to a lot of joke records while we were in the military, so we incorporated that into the music also.
Yeah, and here you guys are. You guys get settled down in Miami. You put out these records. You know what I'm saying? You eventually put out We Want Some Pussy, and then the album itself, Two Live Is What We Are. Out the back of Luke's mom's house, this thing goes gold. There's no major company behind you guys. How the hell did you guys pull that shit off?
I don't know. I think it was timing and basically foreseeing the future, you know what I'm saying? Because this is something that I had dreamed about, you know, when I was a kid, you know, growing up in Brooklyn and so forth. You know, I wanted to rap. You know, I know I wasn't the greatest rapper and the most lyrical, but I know how to create hooks and so forth, and what brought people to the party, you know what I'm saying? So I homed in on my strengths and so forth and worked on that, you know? And basically, when we put that stuff out, man, we got lucky in a way, you know, because at that time, it wasn't too many people doing different things, and, you know, rap was still independent. So, you know, it was, I would say, 90% luck.
Of its kind. No,
yeah,
one,
you know,
before,
so,
especially in hip hop.
Right. Because basically, I gave myself, like, once I got out of the military, I gave myself 6 months with the rap thing. Either it make it, or I go back to Brooklyn and go do my job and become a lab tech, like what I trained for in the military. So,
yeah.
So I had a plan.
Yeah.
B.
Definitely had a plan. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Which enabled you to travel the globe and get a whole bunch of pussy from just about everywhere. Which you detail in your book, My Rise to Fame, which is a hell of a read. I recommend everybody go get that. Make sure to go to realfreshkidice.com. Hell of a book. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but the main thing we're going to talk about, Breaking Glass Ceilings, compilation dropping this Friday. I'm going to go and play the first snippets that we got, but before I do, just tell me, man, where does this project rate in your discography of music over the years, Chris?
Basically, when I put it together, I wanted to you know, start 2017 in a positive way, you know what I'm saying? So I went out there, looked at a lot of the young talent and tried to choose the best ones, you know what I'm saying? Because I know for myself that, you know, I know how the A&R project and so forth, and put it out. And these are some of the things I learned from veterans like a Henry Stone, Don McMillan from Mercola, Stephen Lamo from Vision Records and so forth, you know. So we got a lot of young artists, and then we got some veteran acts like JT Money and the Lynch Mob, you know, to anchor the project, you know. So it gives it credibility with the young acts, you know. So yeah. I think it's a well-rounded project.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Everybody make sure you go pick up that album. This Friday the 13th, it's Breaking Glass Chains, Chinaman Records. Here's the first round of snippets. Don't go nowhere right here on the Murder Master Music Show. We're going to come back, chop it up with Chris, then we're going to bring on some Chinaman music artists, and we're going to talk about this dope compilation.
DJ Brad, can I?
What?
Get it, Jay!
What?
Damn it! Fucking Chris, bitch!
What?
Independent! Motherfucker!
Let me do that for you, new jack, right? So I ain't trying to make another who that. Every year comes different, cause I'm different. Blood gifted, motherfuckers can't fuck with it. Young niggas, they get it style from me. Then they wanna act wrong, niggas wild with me. I come with so many flavors, niggas can't label my shit. Love my lyrics so real, some people afraid of my shit. Niggas in the state, trying to count the paper I get. And the more you hate the name, the greater I get.
There is no one else
but
to go on.
Wanna make sure that my life is straight. I know, and no matter what I gotta do, me, do you,
Daddy?
Hey. Plenty of time to close my eyes. When I die, finally resting in peace. Until then, don't intend to sleep on my dreams. That made my reality so obsolete. So I hustle under the sun and the moon like it's nothing to lose. A couple of tools with something to prove. Dude, cause my number could be called up at any time. The sky's the limit, you might get a fine. Why? Play it with my nemesis. Freeze tag with the money. Streets ain't a game that told me. Still in hide and seek from the police. Paranoid, so I keep looking. Want it all, so I keep cooking. Caught a meal for the car, but the law sees that. So it's back to lay law, you know.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Breaking Glass Ceilings this Friday. Make sure you get that. You know, I'm going to bring Fresh Kid Ice back on. You know what I'm saying? To bring on the homie Brandon. But I also want to bring on a label mate of yours, a former label mate of yours. You guys actually traveled the globe together, and you recruited him for this project, the one and only JT Money. What's up, JT?
What's going on, Press? Press Kid Ice, what's happening, my brother, my big brother?
What's happening, Jay?
Hit him. Hey, just where I'm supposed to be at, baby, rocking with the team. That, all is well.
Hell yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. You've been pretty much been making music with Fresh Kid Ice since around 1990. You know what I'm saying? What's it feel like, Jay, to be able to work with him here in 2017?
It feels right. You know, I'm honored. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Proud. And, you know, I really rock with the Fresh Kid. You know, I rock with the whole crew, man, you know. But still, just for my brother to even called me and, you know, say, well, shoot, I got something, you know, be a part of this. And I'm like, hell yeah. You know, it's like, really, when he tells me, I'm like, whatever you're doing, you know, I'm rocking with you. Because, you know, Chris is a smart dude, you know what I'm saying? He's a smart dude. So, you know, I'm going to go. And, you know, I'm going to do that. But, you know, I feel good, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully by us doing this, it'll show, you know, some of our other brothers how supposed to go, you know, or, you know, even we could lead the younger fellas, you know, lead them the right way of how to do this thing, you know. So that's kind of my take on it, you know. I'm rocking with Big Bro, and I'm proud to be doing that, you know. It feels good to me.
Yeah, for sure, because we took plenty else.
Yeah, right. And I've taken a bunch of them, too, you know, but, you know, some kind of way we still survive, you know. We still got this in us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still making it happen. You know, I was talking earlier about Fresh Kid Ice book. I was reading it, man. I strongly recommend it, you know, My Rise to Fame for anybody out there. Yeah. Talks about you a little bit in there. You guys travel the world together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Been to some crazy shows in Japan, you know.
Yeah.
What was it like? Yeah. What was it like, at that time, you know what I'm saying, to have something like that happen? For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, it's a famous incident. Chick came up stage and gave you guys head or something like that. What was going through your mind?
Right. You know,
the head would be crazy. Who was
famous for that? Huh?
Yeah.
What you said, brother?
I said, all that
went down, man. Shit, I had so much fun. I even fell off the stage and jumped right back up. You know what I'm saying? but, you know, we had a ball, man. You got to picture me. I'm probably 18, 19 at the time, man. I'm overseas. Like, wow, for real? You know?
Over there just having some fun being a young guy and just, you know, embracing the world, man. At that young of an age, it had been wild. It had been crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was beautiful.
But here you guys are now. You guys are still doing shows together, man. You guys got any plans for any tours?
Well, I'm making plans. I ain't told Chris yet, though, but I'm getting even busted together, brother. You heard me? I told him we going to put the guy. I said we put the band back together, Chris.
For sure.
I was
going to
call
that.
You.
And we got plenty things that we plan on doing, you know, because once this project is out, you know.
Right.
We riding.
Yeah, we got to move, right. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready, you know.
Japan 2017, here we come.
I don't know if my body can handle that.
Let's bring on some of the artists, man. We're gonna do a roll call, man. We're just gonna bring people on, just tell us who you are. Area code 256, who is this?
It's Brooks, representing Drill 'Em Out, 256. Brooks.
Drill 'Em Out. What's up, Brooks?
Drill
'Em
Out,
man. You guys are on this compilation. Obviously, how does it make you feel, you know what I'm saying, to be on a project with the likes of Fresh Kid Ice, Selena Mob, JT Money, and all these guys that I imagine you grew up listening to?
Just to see Drill 'Em Out's name, you know, next to legends like that, man, is a feeling that I really can't explain, man. It's an honor, it's a pleasure, man, and it's a blessing. It's amazing, man, for real.
Tell us about what you did to that girl in Detroit.
Say what?
No, it's just. You just took it.
Well, man, it's a blessing, man. Chris, a good dude, man. JT Money, he's cool, man. It's all love, man. You know, from the jump, man. It's just a blessing, man. And I can't wait for the world to hear this new project. You know.
Hell yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And be on the lookout for Drill 'Em Out. I know you guys got some stuff in the works. So you guys got a project we can look forward to?
Oh, yeah, man. We got a new single off the Breaking Ceilings compilation. The new single It's called Let It Go. It's me, myself, Brooks, Sean Juan, featuring Fresh Kid Ice. It's called Let It Go, man. It's ready. It's ready. And got Boy Dirty on there on the hook. So yeah, we coming with that.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Be on the lookout for Drill 'Em Out. You know what I'm saying? Representing Alabama. You know, I know you guys are a little upset. Alabama didn't win yesterday, did they?
Yeah, man.
I hope not.
Yeah, man. It stung a little bit, you know, because, you know, champions ain't used to losing, you know what I mean? So it's a feeling that we ain't never felt before, you know? But we coming back next year stronger. It's going to be all right, you know? We're going to keep rolling. Yeah.
Keep rolling like it's sports weekend, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We got some legends all the way on the other side, you know what I'm saying, on the map, on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I believe the Lynch Mob is in the building. Is this the Lynch Mob?
Yeah, yo, what up? Three, what up?
Hey, how you doing, three?
I'm
welcome
good,
to the
I'm
show,
good,
man.
Fam, man. Appreciate it, man. Much love.
Much love to you. And first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, I want to say rest in peace to DJ Crazy Tunes, man. I know the West Coast took a real hard blow. And my thoughts go out to all y'all, man. We're going to talk.
No doubt. That's right in the house. You know, I got to say rest in peace to my nigga. That's my loved one right there. You know what I'm saying? That hit home. We all rolled back, you know, like four flats. But that right there, that's a intricate piece to the whole entire car. So, you know, they just blew the trunk off the back when they took that one out. You know what I'm saying? We all took that one real, real hard. It's, you know, no question. I got to send a shout out to everybody, but definitely Dub, you know, my nigga. I love you to death, nigga. I miss my nigga already, you know. And if nobody in the game don't know, that nigga Tunes, that nigga's the most peaceful, humble, you know what I'm saying? The nigga is music. That nigga right there, if you don't know, Crazy Tunes hanging out the window.
There it is.
Yeah, he came on our show a couple of years ago, and, man, he treated us like we was a multi-million-dollar radio station. You know what I mean? Just real humble. And,
man,
you know, I thought he'd definitely go out
to him.
His family.
No question. That's him and that's them and you know, and y'all are multi-million dollars. You know, we respect everything y'all do. And you know, this is our life, this is our hustle, this is what we do. So, you know what I'm saying? Even though you might not see us, we are fans of the game just as much as we are employed by the game, you know what I'm saying? And when you lose a family member like that, you know what I'm saying, it hits home, man. That ain't around the way. That's right there dead in the car, you know what I'm saying? So no, like I say, big rest in peace to my nigga DJ Crazy Tunes, Dub, to the whole, you know, the whole mob, everybody, you know, KD, T-Bone, Shorty, Yo-Yo, you know, Dazzy, Sir Jinx, you know, everybody. But most definitely, you know, hey, rest in peace. And then we just lost Ricky Harris, you know, a week back too. So the West is, you know, we feeling it. You know, we feeling it today. I got to, again, rest in peace, my nigga Ricky Harris. The whole Strong Beach thing, Long Beach, you know, Snoop, you know, that's right in his backyard too. And that was one of the homies too. So, you know, it's been a rough two and a half weeks around here. You know what I'm saying? I got to drink something tonight for my nigga Tune. Sip on some of this Remy, you know, and celebrate, you know. Celebrate his life while I get on the line and holler with my nigga Fresh and JT and, you know, Drill 'Em and Colin and the whole thing. It's ugly money. You know, it's about to go down around here. I don't know if everybody got they motherfucking seats together, but shit finna pop off this year. You know, if they ain't heard, you know what I'm saying? It's a real live trifecta going down, you know what I'm saying? And I got to give big shouts out to Fresh Kid Ice for quarterbacking, Monty, JT, my nigga, you know, you blessed it. Oh, and the boy Dirty, he blessed the single too. So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas did their thing, Rick, you know, big shout out. I know you out there doing your thing. This thing that Fresh Kid Ice put together, this Breaking Ceilings thing is it's going to be nice. Niggas is going, you know, get your $4 together. Get your $4 together and, you know, holler at grandma. Holler at grandma, and you know. You know, you dig under the couch, get your dollars up, and go, you know, go purchase that, support your people, because guess what? The real rap is back. You know what I'm saying? We bringing it, you know, like it is, and that's what it is. Everybody, I mean, again, I'm a fan of this game. I'm a Lauryn Hill fan. I'm a Snoop Dogg. I'm a Daz. I'm a Corrupt. I'm a fan. This is, you know, I'm a Two Live crew. I love some Doodoo Brown. You know what I'm saying? Who don't love some motherfucking Two Live crew, Doodoo Brown and everything else? You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me you this and you don't feel this game. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving when I see Luke and them niggas walk out there, Doodoo Brown and them fine broads, you know, get to doing their thing, twerking and tweaking. And this way before the twerking, they was twerking before the twerk even hit. You know what
they
I'm saying? So
that,
when you
yeah.
say,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so when you say Two Live, you saying the godfathers of the whole strip club game. When we was still riding on the West, low riding and stuff, they had girls on the stage and asses slopping, and we all in the back going, you know what? That look real nice, what they doing over there. You know what I'm saying? I like to see Uncle Luke come because he bring them girls and Chinaman and Marquise and Mr. Mix. Them niggas come do their thing. And, again, Chuck D just said, keep it black. Cube just said, watch out for the popo. And Two Live said, Doodoo Brown, all in the same night on the same stage. And, you know what I'm saying? So this is what this game is. You know what I'm saying? That's what this game is. You know what I'm saying? You might have, hey, yo, talk to the girls. You know what I'm saying? Because she got the intelligent back girls. And then, you know, here they come, Doodoo Brown and every, you know, all the rest of the stuff. So, like I say, you can't be in this game and work and be a worker and not be a fan. You can't be employed in this game and not be a fan. And I'm first and foremost always going to be a fan of any of my legendary folks that have come, put it down. They worked hard. They worked hard from way back to do what they did to bring this together. So for me, you know, Lynch Mob 3 and Chill and the rest of us to be a part of this, this is like it's an honor, a blessing, it's all kind of things wrapped in one, because again, I still consider these cats to be iconic. There's only two cats in the whole rap game that's ever been banned, and one is us, you know, NWA, Ice Cube, all that shit, and then these cats. These are the only two cats to ever be banned. And, you know, out of the White House or off the radio or FCC or whatever, you know. And so when you say Two Live Crew, you got to go back and
Yeah,
you seeing some real live cats that roll for what they believe in, and what they believe in is what I believe in. They believe in some asses shaking, the titties. Hey, I'm with that. I'm 100% with that, and so is every other band. So, you know, again, they iconic on mine. It's always going to be iconic. It's going to always be, nigga, I respect the hustle and the grind that them cats put down. So, like I say, it's an honor. You know what I'm saying? No question.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's definitely an honor to be a part of this plate. You know what I'm saying? And JT, you know, everybody. You know what I'm saying? The whole plate. That Fresh Kid, you're a hell of a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? You and Monty over there. You know what I'm saying? I got to shout out those who don't know. Monte Cristo, he was there, you know, doing a whole lot of Tom Landry and in boxing shit, and, you know, doing shit. So for those that don't know, Monte is on this thing. And me and Monte been riding for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We've been riding for a minute off a whole bunch of stuff.
Bring him
on, you know,
man.
I'm
here. So it's Chili. Chili the Lynch Mob and Monte Cristo. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Brother.
Yo, I'm proud to be here with these legends and these great artists. All they gonna do is just bring out the horses, and I'm gonna train them.
And then you're gonna eat
the horse trainer right there.
No question.
Oh, man. Real beauty. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Monty, you know what I'm saying, you got to be, you know what I'm saying, real proud of yourself, too, you know, coming from Detroit to be hooking up with, you know what I'm saying, pretty much the people who laid the foundation on the West Coast and the South. You know, Fresh Kid Ice, he was there in the beginning stages of the West Coast and then the beginning stages of the South. And what's it like for you coming from the Dirty Glove to be repping with Fresh Kid Ice and everybody?
Man, this is a dream for artists. This right here for these guys is like the brother said earlier about both of these artists, these groups been banned and they stood up. And, you know, that's what I don't know if y'all be following me on the shenanigans that I be doing, but I'm real anti this shit that's going on with this hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of outspoken on it, and they on the same page with me with that, and I feel, you know, so it's a great connection, man, and I'm just honored to be working with these guys, man. Two Live Crew, Lynch Mob, JT Money, Drill 'Em Out, all them guys. It's just an honor to be working with these guys. And we got good chemistry, too. Everybody, you know, we got good chemistry together.
Yeah, definitely. I just got Monte Cristo some spins out here on the radio in Pittsburgh, man, just to let you know, Monte, that went through. You'll be getting spins here next week, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that. They're going to play that song on the radio? That's kind of...
it's a late night show, man. They have 1 hour uncensored radio here every Saturday night, and I got
okay, because that one right there, that one right there, I'll be saying some shit in that one.
Without a doubt, man. As soon as I sent it, he's like, I'm definitely playing this, man. Everybody's still on that track, man. Everybody I sent it to, so...
Okay,
you know, I
appreciate
hard
that.
As hell, horse training, man. You my brother, man.
I salute you and y'all on the Murder Master Mix Show, because y'all go hard. I was saying that earlier today. I was like, man, the brothers go hard, and they support all the artists and artists out there. You know, people be always saying, support me, support me, support me. Then when you go to their social media sites, it's all about them. And then when you go on my page, you're going to see me supporting all these players. I support everybody. I see somebody do something, I share it. And, you know, I don't care if they don't share my shit. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm sharing their shit because I support them. I like what they're doing. I'm giving them a push in my way. It don't cost nothing to share nothing on a player tip your hat. It don't cost to tip your hat. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
You know, that's what we should start doing, supporting each other in 2017. And, you know, looking out for everybody, bring that back. Because everybody
that's what this is all about, you know, supporting independent music and supporting independent artists, you know what I'm saying? But good artists, you know what I'm saying? Not the mumble rap.
Right.
Yeah. None of that shit.
Right.
Nothing that we can't understand. The only group I like that I can't understand is Bone. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. But sometimes I can't understand them dudes, but they're dope as fuck. But let's bring on... Hello? Yeah, who is that? All right, let's bring on this call, 239. 239, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Same, Phil. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Everything's good.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show, man. We appreciate you coming back on. How you been? You been good?
Yeah, everything's good, you know what I mean? We're getting ready for this compilation here on Friday the 13th, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Now, you got to be probably the youngest, you know what I'm saying, out of the bunch, man. What's it feel like to be working with all these legends and pioneers?
You know what I mean? It's a blessing and an honor every day to be working alongside the legends and working around the people that I am. You know what I mean? It's taught me to be very humble and learn about real hip hop and how to do this thing the right way.
Yeah, you got excellent teachers.
Oh, that's
right. Excellent teachers, man. You know what I'm saying? This Breaking Glass Ceilings compilation, you know, this is going to be you know, big thing, man. Are you guys prepared to do like a tour? Are you getting ready to do some shows to promote it?
Well, what we're trying to do right now is, you know, get it out. Once we get it out, you know, make it do some numbers. You know what I'm saying? And once we do some numbers, then the ball's in our court. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to take it back from, you know, the industry back to the independent, because hip hop and rap music started on the independent label. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to take it there, you know, where we control it.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. And that's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? Monty, first we'll go with you, then we're going to go with Fame, and we're going to bring on a couple other callers. You got a project coming out this year, Monty, that we can look forward to?
Yeah, I'm going to drop Last the Best on Chinaman Records. I think it's April, late April. I'm going to drop Last of the Best this year. I'm finished it. I'm going to revamp it because I had it already done. I'm just going to revamp it over because I got a lot of producers that I didn't spit on their beats and they big-name producers, and I might as well spit on their shit and drop that Yeah, that's going to be the last one I drop, too. Drop that this year, though.
Yeah, because we got to put Monty back in the office.
Yeah. Well, we got to start campaigning. Fame, what about you, brother? What do you got coming out this year? You got a project?
You know, I mean, this year I'm working on the EP, so I got a bunch of new tracks working towards the summer, so working on all new original beats and original tracks with a bunch of dope people right now. So it's gonna be a great project, you know what I mean? And of course, the new song coming out on Breaking Glass Ceilings this Friday, and it's an honor as well, you know.
Hell yeah! Oh yeah! Huge honor, man. I can't stress it enough. Everybody listening, make sure you go out and get Breaking Glass Ceilings this Friday the 13th. You know what I'm saying? Dope compilation. We're going to give you another snippet right now, then we're going to bring on a couple more callers, chop it up with Fresh Kid Ice and everybody right here on the Murder Master Music Show, UGSforLife.com.
You're listening to Chili Chill, exclusive, Lynch Mob, baby.
Lynch Mob. Hot 16, yeah, we got that about that cream. Yeah, we got that about them jeans, girl. Yeah, we bout that microphone theme. Yeah, we got that styrofoam cups. Yeah, we got that loud coughing up. Yeah, we got that riders in the street. Yeah, we got that Lynch Mob got the heat. Yeah, we got that streets is smelling you. I'm telling you, fam, my belling through heat. Seated my nigga like here I am. Crispy, yeah, my white tee invite me to the playoff. The factory is working, it ain't no layoff. Keep it cracking, watch your jacket. I'm packing a show stop. Run up if you.
Cedric Singleton of Black Market Records, you know what I'm saying? They just dropped a new Outlaws album. You know, you might want to go check that out. Friday, we're going from Brooklyn to Jackson, Mississippi with Fred Stye and the homie Exit Only. Then Monday, we're going to Milwaukee with Cuckoo Cal, man. That's a legend right there from the Midwest. Tuesday, we got actually, and we're doing an odd show for the Murder Master Music Show.
We got the creator and cast of this new webisode TV series called Let's Go, A New Vintage Story, you know what I'm saying, from Brownsville. They're going to be in the building. Then we got legendary wrestling, you know, tag team champion of Harlem Heat, you know what I'm saying, Stevie Ray. He's going to be on the show, talk about his podcast, Straight Shooting. Then, you know what I'm saying, the next day, we got the homie multi-platinum producer Odell. You might remember him from Beats by the Pound, produced, you know, 75 million records worth of music with KLC being sold. That's going to be a huge show for us. And then we just got confirmed for Thursday, we got the homie Swifty McVeigh of D12. You know what I'm saying? So, we're knocking it out the box. We're looking to do on Friday, too, folks. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this shit going. You know, man, I'm telling you, man, we're putting in a lot of fucking work. Let's start bringing on everybody. Bring back on, you know what I'm saying, the man of the hour, Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? China Man, make sure you get that Breaking Glass Ceilings. Bring it on everybody, man. We got a bunch of people. We got Chili the Lynch Mob. How you doing, Chili? Got the horse trainer in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got, I'm gonna bring on another caller.
I'm ready.
747. Who is it? 747. Hello.
There's three. Yo, there's three.
We got you. Let me bring on.
Hey. 256.
Yeah, I got you three. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
It's chill.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, cool. Just making sure.
Yeah, 256. Who's this?
Drill them out.
That should be drill them out.
Drill them out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got 813.
Drill them out.
Boy Dirty in the building, man. Boy Dirty. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, baby. Blessed.
Man, Here we are. We got this compilation. It's dropping in just a couple days, man. I'm going to ask you the same question as everybody else. Man, what's it like to be on this project with all these legends, man, multi-platinum artists and, you know what I'm saying, people from all over the country, independent artists. Man, what's it like to be a part of this, Boy Dirty?
First of all, you know what I'm saying, it's a blessing. And all the praises go to God, because, you know what I'm saying, to be able to even grace the stage and grace the tracks and be on the same CD with the legendary Lynch Mob, Fresh Kid Ice, the Undeniable JT Money, you know what I'm saying, it's just a blessing to me and to all of my family, you know what I'm saying, Monte Crisco, Fame Filler, Drill Them Out, we out here working, man. So, you know, it's just a blessing to me just to even be, you know, rocking with them like that.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. And what do you got, you know what I'm saying, that we can look forward to, solo artists? You got a project you're working on? Or?
Yeah. The album is pretty much wrapping it up because, you know, we're trying to wrap that up now. I got a couple of artists I'm working with. I got a song with Fresh Kid Ice as well. Also with the Animal Team out of New York, out of Queens. So we got a lot of stuff we got coming on. We did some old school remakes, some new school type stuff too, just to bring back what real hip-hop was and what real music was, because I know it's just this void that people missing real music. I want to get back to people partying in the club and having a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
That's what the game
needs,
man. Real talk.
Yeah. Where are you from, Drill Them Out? Drill Them Out.
Huntsville,
Alabama.
Representing Huntsville, Alabama. 256.
Boy, I'm from Tampa. Representing FLA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to all this, man. I can't wait, man. Any of you guys, if you're on social media at all, connect with me, man. I'll put all you guys' music out there, man. I want to support this as much as I can, man. You know, as long as you can get it to Monte Cristo, even, you know how to get a hold of me, man. I'll put it all over the internet, man. I want to support this as much as I can.
Appreciate it. One of the best, too. This guy supports a lot of people.
Yeah, pass it to Monty or Fame, both of them. They know how to get a hold of me. I'll put it all over Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, everything, man. So,
for sure.
And that's what hip hop is about too. You need, there's intricate parts, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people think, you know what I'm saying, it's just about the music, you know what I'm saying? But no, there's so many people behind the scenes that help make the music be heard. You know, and
right.
You guys got a good team,
right.
You guys understand that. You guys know what promotion is all about. So shout out to all of you for being on your grind and doing what artists are supposed to do, and you're setting a good example for the next generation. So props to all y'all.
Yeah.
For sure. Hell yeah. Hey, Fresh Kid Ice, I wanted to ask you about something, man. I had seen the Rude Boys, Psychopathic Records. By the way, shout out to the Rude Boy, man. I'm glad he bounced back from the surgery and everything, man. It's good to see he's back in good health. But talking about the Juggalo March, man, he was talking about Two Lab Crew accepted it.
From the first day it came out, you know, once I got it, you know, the Juggalo's always been good to me, you know what I'm saying? So since I've been on the Shangri-La tour with them back in the day, so, you know, I got to go support that, you know what I'm saying? Because they say the Juggalo's are like, you know, one of the top 10 gangs in America, you know, so.
Yeah.
So we got to go support them, you know, and let them know that's a family, you know? And the Juggalo's, I know that they're going to support this project, you know?
Those Juggalos, man, they're loyal to a team, man. I'll give them 100% love for that, man. They support their artists, man, and you know it's a good look for you, man. I think that you work good with ICP, man. The tracks you got with them, man, and I can see the respect that they have for you, man. So I'm glad that they invited you to do this, and I'm glad that you supported it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate them looking out, you know what I'm saying? Because I got that email from Billy, you know what I'm saying? So I had to accept it, you know, because Joe and Joey, you know, they're my friends, you know what I'm saying? So, and I support the Psychopathic family, you know? So I got to do it. And shout out to Faygo Lovers, you know what I'm saying?
I saw the Rude Boy and Jump Steady both, man. They were on their radio show, and they definitely seemed very appreciative that you accepted, man. They were honored by it. So, you know, I just wanted to ask you about that, man. That's great, though, man. Juggalos definitely have shown you some love. I know every time I post a link for you, man, all the Juggalos I got, they always like it and comment, man. So Juggalos are definitely supportive of you and Monty and the whole China, man. I definitely see that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to take, you know, artists from the breaking glass ceiling down there and you know, go perform in D.C. at the march. You know what I'm saying? I hope Lynch Mob come with me, JT Money. And we do a hell of a show for the Juggalos, you know?
No question.
There you go.
And all my Chinamen on it, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be lovely. Because, you know, all they're doing is charging $1 to get in. So, you know.
Well,
there's going to be a million people there.
Yeah, too much soda. Too much soda for me, man. Too much sugar.
Yeah,
everybody's gonna get sticky and it's gonna be hot and then they're gonna be shooting rubber bullets, everybody be safe out there.
Hey, man, 631, lovely.
631. Who's this from 631?
Yeah, it's me, Tigo, man, from Brooklyn.
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing, man? Brooklyn's in the building, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I was chatting with your brother, you know, I'm Fresh Kid, you know, he told me what was going on, so I just called out to show some love, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Tigo, man, what you been up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Last time I, you know, was hanging out with y'all, we was at that, you know, that good old invention, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Quam convention, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope, man. That was cool.
For sure,
Yeah, man. Can't wait to hear that new project you about to put out, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be cool.
No problem, man. Hopefully on the next one we got you.
All right, definitely, man. I'm out here still working, too. I actually just came up to the A, you know, check out the environment, see how I like it, you know. So far, so
okay.
Good, but, you know. All right, it's all about you right now, though. No.
Yeah, for sure. Just what you do, hit up my little brother, and then, you know, because I got some folk in the A. I got plenty of folk in the A, so it's all good.
Yeah, he was telling me, so I'm excited about that, you know what I'm saying? Get to work with the legends, you know what I mean? That's what's up.
Hey, man, shout out to you for wanting to work with the legends, man. Because so many people, especially a lot of the guys in the younger generation, they forget about the legends, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for wanting to work with them, man. Much respect.
Yeah, Fresh Kid Ice, man, I know I already paid my homage, man, but Fresh Kid Ice, I just don't like to see people left out of that conversation as far as pioneers go, man. Like, you guys were the first. I mean, you guys went gold out the trunk. You know what I mean? Out the house, man. For real, you guys were the first. You were independent for real, going gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was real independent right
and
there.
And that's
man.
What this album represents, too. It's because, you know what I'm saying, breaking glass ceilings all over again. Here you are 30-plus years later. Let them know that, you know what, I'm still independent. You've been in, really, even when you guys had major deals and you were multi-platinum, really, Chris, you've been independent your whole career. You've been for the underground, man. So shout out to you for that.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man, because, you know, that's what it was built on, you know. Hip-hop was built on being independent and, you know, with all the artists and everything, you know, with... when we were considered different from the norm, you know what I'm saying? Because all the hip-hop artists used to hang together because, you know, they wouldn't let us in all the conventions and all that type of stuff like that, you know? But now it's different, you know? Now hip-hop is pop. So.
Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah. I can't tell everybody enough, go out and get that project, you know what I'm saying, Breaking Glass Ceilings this Friday. It's going to be on iTunes, I imagine, everywhere online. But what about physical copies, Chris? You guys going to press up some physical copies?
Yeah, we're going to get all that stuff together, you know what I'm saying? So the main thing is to get it out there to the people first, and then we're going to get it out to our promo team. Because we got people in Canada waiting for it to promo it, people in the Bay Area waiting to help out. We got a team around the country.
Yeah.
You know, I got a whole bunch of family in Brooklyn. We're going to take it everywhere.
This is straight, you know what I'm saying, grassroots.
Is it true that Flo Rida was with you at one point?
Yeah, he was my hype man at one time.
He was your hype man, that's right. Yeah, I heard that somewhere, man. I just wanted to know if that was
Yeah,
true.
Look in his bio, so it's all good. And
wow,
we still talk to today, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, real talk. That's huge. Everybody go out and get that. We're going to play the last snippet before we go, Chris. Yo, and everybody on the line, you want to give your social media, your shout outs or anything, man? Let's start with we're going to start with the man of the hour himself, China Man. You go ahead.
Well, just hit me up at The Real Fresh Kid Ice on Instagram, you know, and everything roll from there. You know, but I got to give all the props to everybody, Lynch Mob, JT Money, you know, Monte Cristo, the whole China Man family, Fame. Dirty, drill them out, you know what I'm saying? Because without them, you know what I'm saying, this project wouldn't even, you know, be in existence, you know what I'm saying? So when we came together in Detroit, it went down, you know what I'm saying, at the Red Light District.
Yeah. I've seen a picture of our post.
Red Light.
I like how Monty takes pictures with the horses.
Yeah, Monty likes horses. wouldn't call them horses. I call them elephants sometimes. You needed a big old tranquilizer gun for them.
Yeah, Bill Cosby would have to put triple the dose in the cup. Yeah, man, that's real shit, man. Man, while we're talking about it, Monty, man, give everybody your social media, brother.
You can find me at Monte Cristo, Red Team, you know, Google up, Facebook, Cristo Monte, Twitter, Monte Cristo, and Instagram, Monte Cristo. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Red Team, and like to give a shout-out to Lynch Mob, JT Money, Fresh Kid Ice, everybody, Drill 'Em Out, Fame, all y'all, man. I appreciate working with y'all. This is beautiful shit right here. Everybody on the album, appreciate working with y'all. Beautiful shit. I'm waiting to hear that Lynch Mob, JT Money, and Fresh Kid Ice, and Boy Dirty song produced by Chili Chill. You got to do it. What the all-time top producers. You got the all-time top producers on the West Coast with all them on there. Man, that's about to be some shit. I'm waiting to hear that one. Oh, I can't. So Friday going to be like Christmas to me because I ain't even hear the motherfucker yet. So it's going to be like Christmas.
That's right. Hell yeah, that's man. Right. Lynch Mob, man. You guys give everybody your social media and, you know, see all your info, too.
Shit, basically everybody need to go out and buy that China Man, you know what I'm saying? Buy that broken glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Get at me at OG Chili Chill. Instagram, Facebook, all of that.
Definitely.
Well, Steph, are you at three?
Yeah, yo, what's happening? I want to send a shout out first to the most humblest low key quarterback. That's Tom Landry, aka Monte Cristo. Got to send a shout out to his his defensive coordinator, Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? Got to send a shout out to the whole goddamn Chinaman label. Fame, my little brother. Hey, man, he's finna go out and scream on these niggas, drill them out. I hear you, family. I see you, Boy Dirty. My nigga, you bless that shit. God bless you, nigga. We needed that. We needed that, and you did that. JT Money, you motherfucker, you. Hey, you blessed that shit too. So, like I said, this whole record is beautiful, chill. You know you did your thing. I ain't even gotta say nothing, you know. Everybody else, shouts out, nigga, Ice Cube. You know, Big Papa, shouts out the whole Lynch Mob. You know, y'all, everybody, y'all know who y'all are. Shouts out, big shouts out, Dub C and Toons, rest in peace. Ricky Harris, Snoop, and the whole West Coast. And like I say, Rick, I know you somewhere doing your thing, Vegas, LA, wherever you at, Rick. I know you around here. I'm going to send a shout out to you. And if y'all want to catch me, it's Lynch Mob 3 on Instagram. And if you can't find me, you can find, look, I'm going to do like my man did. You can find Monty, he can find me. How about that?
There you go.
Boy, you should have a bunch of girls on the strip.
Yeah.
Shout out Murder Music Show, bro. We appreciate everything you do. I listen to you a lot. I'm just real low key, and I really want to send a big shout out to you. I see a lot of stuff you do. I caught that show with you and KD and Arsenal and stuff. So don't get me wrong. We here. It's a lot of stuff I'm in the cut just watching because I'm used to the whole thing going down, doing what it do. You know, fans are always in the back watching, you know, to see how the shit goes down. And so I appreciate you having the whole crew on for this thing. Because like I said, this breaking glass ceilings thing is some first of its kind. It's the trifecta, you know. It is that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You guys are welcome on anytime. Call me Fame. You there, Fame?
Hey, what's going on? I want to first and foremost shout out Murder Master Music Show for always showing us love. And, you know, it's all
thank
love
you.
to of course, everybody. You know, Fresh Kid Ice, 3, Chili Chill, the whole China Man Records camp, JT Money. You know what I mean? It's all love. It's a blessing to be able to work with all y'all. And, every time we get together, it's like family, and you know what I mean. We're a great team, and it's a blessing to be able to, you know what I mean, be a part of this. So Friday the 13th, you know what I mean, we're breaking glass ceilings. So everybody listening, go and grab that on iTunes. So you know what I mean. You can follow. You know, Friday the 13th, we breaking glass ceilings. So you know, or you can follow any of us on social media, and we're all LinkedIn. You know what I mean? At Chinaman Records, at Fame Fiella, at Breaking Glass Ceilings. You know what I mean? You can follow us on the website as well. That's where all the information is. www.realfreshkidice.com. So.
Real talk. I see you on your promo game too, man. You're a beast on the internet, man. Thanks a lot for all the stuff you do for us too. Much appreciation. Thanks.
Yeah, fam always show the love back, man. Fam good people, man.
Hell yeah. Everybody on the line, man. Great people here, man. Great people. JT Money in the building, man. JT, man, give everybody your social media, bro.
Yeah, man. Y'all can follow me at JT Money 211J Baby. And again, as all my predecessors before me, I want to shout out to the team. I'm looking forward to the streets getting a hold of this, because it's like, where else you gonna get the internet, a whole country on one compilation together. So shout out to the Fresh Kid Nights for pulling those strings and making it happen. And shit, I look forward to getting out here and working it. You know, I'm gonna let the people behind the scenes do what they do, make it pop. But then when it's time to get out there on that road, we're gonna get live. We're going to get live. We're going to give it to you, too. Showtime.
Hey, shout out to you, JT.
After Showtime is Showtime.
Part of the show.
Yeah, we're going to give it to him, man. South, North, West, Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Southwest. You know, we got everybody in this thing. So I love that. Just the idea of that right there, you know?
And on top of JT, not to cut you in, but like I told Monty, and Glad, I ain't going to lie, it's like seeing all my brothers when we landed in Detroit. Monty, like I told you, all we got is us. So if we don't pick us up and we let them people drown us.
Right.
That's real talk, man. Boy Dirty, man.
Oh, yeah. First of all, you know, the scariest thing is about to happen is Friday the 13th, boy, so y'all might as well get ready for it. Breaking Glass Ceiling, you can find me on I Am Be Dirty on all my social media, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook. It's I Am Be Dirty, D-U-R-T-Y. And, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, respect and all the love goes to Fresh Kid Ice, Lynch Mob, JT Money, man. I mean, these are the cats that I grew up on, and you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for 2Live and Lynch Mob and JT Money, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be here to do this myself. So, man, I want to just tell y'all I appreciate y'all for always giving real music. So I'm finna try to give real music back to the people who gave me the real music.
Look at that.
Man,
real
talk. About, man. Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? The homies from Drill 'Em Out, man. Brooks, man. Give everybody all your info, brother.
Okay. You can reach us at Drill 'Em Out Live. Facebook page, Drill 'Em Out Live. Twitter, Drill 'Em Out. Also, Instagram is Drill 'Em Out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And roll that out. But shout out, let me say something. Shout out to Chris, man, Fresh Kid Ice, for just having a vision to put this whole project together, man. I said it from the jump that this is gonna be history in the making. This is history right here, man. You got artists from the West Coast, you got Detroit, you got Drill 'Em Out with Alabama, you got Florida. I mean, this is something that hasn't happened in I don't know when. So it's like history right here, and I'm just honored to be a part of it and represent Alabama, my state, in a positive light, man, and we ready to take this thing all over the world, man.
Real talk. Man,
shout out to Alabama.
Yeah, man, that's real talk, man. Most definitely, man, shout out to everybody who called in tonight. And I want everybody to go out and get that compilation, Breaking Grand Scenes. It drops Friday the 13th. Make sure you get Fresh Kid Ice's book, My Rise to Fame. Check out our review of it, ugsforlife.com. And then also, man, just check out this snippet, man. We're going to be out of here, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Another show tomorrow with the homie Cedric Singleton of Black Market Records. You ain't going to want to miss that one, man. The homie X-Raid is about to come home, too. So, man, with that being said, man, shout out to you, Chris. Shout out to everybody on the line. Shout out to Chinaman Records. And go get that motherfucking album, Breaking Glass Ceilings, this Friday. Go get that.
Bring J.D. She gon' make me some. All the cash on the floor, that's where you going. Count the bands in the trap, that's how I remove it. 100 ones, 100 bottles, what you doing with them? I'm on a new wave, yeah. I'm on a new wave. I'm on a new wave, yeah.
Mo Payne, Tony Montana, Spider JC. They say life is like a roller coaster, interchanging highs and lows. A few more loops and corkscrew for a few. Next thing you know, it's over. Hit the dash, spit the rash, full blown middle school stone. Mo Payne.
All I got is one life, all I need is one mic, and I'ma tear it up. All I got is one life, all I need is one mic, and I'ma tear it up.
Friday the 13th, Breaking Glass Ceilings, Chinaman Records, Fresh Kid Ice. You know, shout out to Monte Cristo, Drill 'Em Out, Boy Dirty, the homie Fame, Lynch Mob, of course, you know what I'm saying, UGS for Life, Poison Clan for Life, JT Money. Shout out to my co-host, Mac J. He'll be on the line tomorrow. Shout out to Brandon for holding it down. Everybody go to UGSforLife.com. We're going to get out of here with this 25, or about to be 25-year-old classic, because you know we like to do to them hoes.